Hear about Michael Eisner's new TV show today on Hightower Radio. Who says television is a wasteland? If you're sick of getting 500 channels and still finding nothing to watch, get ready for the exciting debut of The Michael Eisner Show. The who? Eisner, the guy who was CEO of Disney Inc. for years. He stepped down last year and, well, now Mike needs something to keep him busy, so he's getting his own hour-long interview show on CNBC. He says he'll feature prominent guests from the worlds of business, politics, entertainment, and such. Quote, people I think are inventive, so to speak. Eisner definitely knows inventive. He managed to invent a myriad of ways to pay himself astronomical sums of money as honcho of Disney, even when he was ranked as one of America's worst-performing CEOs. In 1998, for example, Eisner took executive excess into the stratosphere when he pocketed $250,000 in pay. Not for the year, or for a month, or even for a day's worth of work. He got $280,000 an hour. Last year, even though he only worked 9 months, Mike sacked up a cool $1 million in salary, and then he added a nice $9.1 million bonus on top of that. Even better, however, is the retirement package he invented for himself. He'll draw $297,779 in pension every year for the rest of his life. Plus, over the next 3 years, he's to receive more than $22 million in bonus pay for doing, well, what exactly? Presumably for agreeing not to show up at the office and making a mess of things. This is Jim Hightower saying Eisner is the same guy who tried to take back the health care benefits of some low-paid workers at Disneyland and who used child labor sweatshops in Haiti and China to produce Disney merchandise. Maybe he'll have some of these workers on his TV show to highlight his own inventiveness. Today's commentary is made possible in part by the good folks at Mother Jones Magazine. Over the years, Mother Jones has won just about every award available while ticking off the honchos of business and government. They're proud of both distinctions. Find out more at motherjones.com.